Unit 4. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Blank.
2. Pier.
3. Stall.
4. Fairy.
5. Age.
6. Pass.
7. Temple.
8. Southeast.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. Excuse me, can you tell me where the post office is?
2. Excuse me, could you tell me if it rains much in Beijing?
3. Excuse me, can you tell me why the train is late?
4. Excuse me, can you tell me which girl is the tallest in your class?
5. I want to find out where he lives. 3. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. Half an hour.
2. It's near the bridge.
3. At 8:30.
4. At a library.
5. 8. 4. Listen and write the missing words. Dear Damon, my wife told me about the fire in our flat today. She told me how you saved our two little boys. I want to thank you very, very much for your help. You were very brave. You saved our sons from the fire. Would you like to come and have dinner with us next Saturday at 7 o'clock? We would like to thank you again for your help. Please bring your parents too. Please come to our flat first. Then we are going to take you to a restaurant. We cannot have dinner in our flat because of the fire. Yours sincerely, Charles Lee. Dear Damon, my wife told me about the fire in our flat today. She told me how you saved our two little boys. I want to thank you very, very much for your help. You were very brave. You saved our sons from the fire. Would you like to come and have dinner with us next Saturday at 7 o'clock? We would like to thank you again for your help. Please bring your parents too. Please come to our flat first. Then we are going to take you to a restaurant. We cannot have dinner in our flat because of the fire. Yours sincerely, Charles Lee. 5. Listen and put a tick or a cross before each sentence according to what you hear. A poor farmer had a good friend. The friend had many wonderful apple trees. One day, the friend gave the farmer a young tree and told him to take it home and plant it. The farmer was very glad, but when he got home, he didn't know where to plant it. He was afraid that if he planted the tree near the road, the strangers would take the apples away. If he planted the tree in one of his fields, his neighbors would come at night and take the apples away. At last, he planted the tree in his woods. There, no one could see it. But without sunlight, the tree soon died. A poor farmer had a good friend, many wonderful apple trees. One day, the friend gave the farmer a young tree and told him to take it home and plant it. The farmer was very glad, but when he got home, he didn't know where to plant it. He was afraid that if he planted the tree near the road, the strangers would take the apples away. If he planted the tree in one of his fields, his neighbors would come at night and take the apples away. At last, he planted the tree in his woods. There, no one could see it. But without sunlight, the tree soon died.